this opportunity to catch up on my fan mail. Even as a boy wonder, it's really hard to read all the tons of mail I get. Here is a happy letter from someone just about your age. Dear cute, wonderful, fabulous, magnificent, exquisite boy wonder, a cold chill runs up my spine every time I see you sock a villain. And oh, how I cry when you're even scratched. Please don't send me a mimeograph copy of interesting facts about you. I want your handwriting. I have a whole wall of my room dedicated to you. Oh boy wonder, I'm making a gum wrapper chain to symbolize my love for you. It's going to be as long as I am tall, and I'm 5'10" in stocking feet. Please, boy wonder, please come next Saturday and sleep for a week or two. I will feed you breakfast in bed. I will make your bed for you. And I like you so much that I want you to spend the whole summer with me. I hope you know this is a girl writing.
Captain to passengers, fasten safety belts, please. We're preparing to blast. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
This is Radio Oblivion. This is Radio Oblivion.
Radio Oblivion.
Radio Oblivion.
Burn, baby.
Grandpunk.com.
Music, wild sounds, and rock and roll.
Good gookum hookah, just to look at me. I got a little girl, sweet as she can be.
Mojo workout.
Right here on the Garage Punk Podcast Network.
Garage Punk Podcast Network.
All right. But can't
I want everybody to hit the floor. In case you need some loving, baby,
But now I'm gonna put you in a hole in the ground. I'm gonna ride your baby in a black Cadillac. Well, you dig you hard, but you ain't coming back. Gonna bump you off, but there's a reason why you be dead, baby. Oh, not a lot. I'm gonna ride your baby in a black Cadillac. Well, you dig you hard, but you ain't coming back. So long and flat. I'm going down the road, going to win the back. I'm gonna ride your funeral, a baby in a black Cadillac. Well, you think you are, but you ain't coming back. Cadillac, I'm coming after you, yeah.
Tuned in to Radio Oblivion, episode number 26 with Michael Kaiser, where I provide better living through discarded music right here on the Garage Punk Podcast Network. That's garagepunk.com on your internet dial. Start off the show today with Los Stardusters, a Huey Moe production doing All That Worker, and then after that, the world's famous Gravediggers off the album Move It, doing Black Cadillac, the Joyce Green classic. And today I got myself a genuine refugee of Hurricane Gustav. I got Jason Goodman from the Gravediggers. Jason Goodman and I go back about 22 years. Isn't that right, Jason?
That's right, brother.
Hey, tell us about that very first track that we started off with.
Would that be the Boy Wonder? Possibly the best little Batman episode music I've ever heard. I believe that's a Frank Zappa production there. Genius. A boy genius, I have to say.
Well, what other genius track can we play after that?
How about we do Gene Chandler's Buddy Ain't It a Shame?
Coming right up.
She left me. I could hold out on my own. I shall become a bat. I shall become a bat. I shall become a bat.
Oblivion number 26 with Michael Kaiser and special guest star Jason Goodman. Who was that?
That was the Riverfront Band from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, doing Warm Daddy's Choice. Some of the guys from the Greek Fountains were on that here.
Baton Rouge! How far is that from New Orleans proper?
Oh, about an hour and a half.
Well, how long have you been down in New Orleans?
I'll have to say at least 15 years.
Has it been 15 years? Tell these nice people what took you to New Orleans in the first place.
To have musical freedom.
Okay, Jason, I play the Gravediggers on just about over 50% of these shows, so we need to talk about that a bit. When did you guys start up that band?
Oh, I want to say around 1983. Probably around there, from when we were in junior high school.
So about how old were you guys when you did that? About 13, 12, 13, 14, what?
Something like that, 13, 14.
Yeah, the first time I heard of the Gravediggers was when Robert Williams' Big Sandy brought the Monsters at Play EP to my high school where he worked. That was in 10th grade, so
we were about, what, 15 and a half, 16 or so? Is that, that's about how old you were when you recorded that?
That's about where I, well, yeah, that was the night we recorded that in June of 85. And I was, I want to say 16, 17, and that was, yeah, Monsters at Play EP, there we go.
Now, Jason, what about the other guys in the band? I happen to know them, of course, but a lot of other people don't. Tell us about those guys.
Well, Wally Hursom, Mike McCarthy, Quinn Millard, and then we had Will B. And I want to say it all started when I brought over a box of records over to Wally's house when I think we were both in sixth grade in the summertime, and started listening to a bunch of groovy surf records and rockabilly and stuff. And Mike McCarthy was Wally Hursom's neighbor, and he messed around on some guitar, and Wally hadn't gotten a bass back then, but we messed around on his I think brother's old beaten up guitar and stuff, and We would just make up songs, you know, listening to lots of different kinds of music, punk rock and Dead Kennedys and Agent Orange, along with, you know, Gene Vincent and everyone else back then, R&B, blues, whatever we could get our hands on. So we got Quinn into the band. He was hanging out with us. Everyone was skateboarding, surfing, whatever we could do to stay out of trouble. And then we started, you know, actually practicing after school every day, just about. We're just totally hooked.
Where were you guys practicing and stuff? Honing your craft, so to speak.
Upstairs in Wally's bedroom in California, Tustin, California. Doing that, making recordings, messing around with the reel-to-reel tape machine, and doing as much as we could with figuring out how to make our own record. And we met a guy named Mark Lee Goodale, and he turned us on to where to go get the record pressed, and we actually got some songs recorded, and I think they came out all right. They kind of sounded like we're on a outer space tape deck back then. We took them down to Hollywood and got them pressed up, and Mark Lee got them out to some people, and got Tim Warren interested in us, and came down and met with him, and actually got us a little album that was recorded a couple of years later.
The weekend of the Crypt Bad Music Seminar, I do believe.
That's right.
Good, I ain't been misleading the people, plus it says it on the album.
That's the truth, man. And a little crazy session there with Billy Childish behind the knobs, and that was a good time. That was real fun.
Okay, so that Monsters at Play EP was on Bobette Records, and speaking of Bobette Records and Mark Lee, let's listen to the Wolfman doing Watusi Beat.
I want to dance.
Jason, tell us a little bit about that last track, Flashback.
Well, that was a New York R&B soul outfit from around 1965-64. The VIPs on, what was that, Big Top Records. And, yeah, having a flashback right now myself.
Hey, well, what about Watusi Beat by the Wolfmen?
Yeah, on Bobette Records, Mark Lee Goodale's label. Yes, indeed. That was fun. Had Wally and Wally Hersom on bass, Quinn Millard on drums, and I think even Tib Mag played the fuzz bass solo there, recorded in Fullerton at Tib Mag Studio. Yes, and yeah, I think on one of those recordings also, the flip side may have had Robert doing the background vocals on that too, somewhere there.
There was a lot of stuff going on in Orange County in those days, wasn't there?
Oh, tons. We had all kinds of garage bands and rockabilly surf going on everywhere.
Now, you guys got signed to Crypt Records for the Move It album, and
yes, we did.
There's another band that was real local to y'all that were also on Crypt Records by the name of The Beguiled.
Oh, yeah, Beguiled. They were great. Very noisy, indeed. Lovely. Lovely.
Band. Yeah, that album's loved far and wide.
Yeah, they're neighbors, practically. They're like, they live about a mile away from us.
Now, The Beguiled, everybody knows, and Steve Palo, who was the bass player in that band, after their demise, he went on and formed another great band, also signed by Crypt Records for a particular 7-inch, The Necessary Evils. Let's listen to Thrill Pills here on Radio Oblivion with Michael Kaiser, where I provide better living through discarded music. GrungePunk.com! We'll be right back.
responsibility only to oneself. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of pleasure. The new Declaration of Independence for the teenager around the world. Then when it starts to fade, the old world returns to what it was. Come over to a similar apartment in the village. Smoke a joint, burn a little grass. Pot party, roach party, mainliner, skin popping, shoot some crystal. The language of the narcotic and marijuana user. The language of a large and ever-increasing number of teenagers. Starting in high school on benzodrine and dexedrine pep pills, it is not long before many soon graduate to marijuana, the teething biscuits to a whole generation of adolescent psychics. And if marijuana is the appetizer, the advent of the space-age technology has provided the main course. Lysergic acid diethylamide, LSD, the crazy acid. To use it is to take a trip in the world of mystique, religion, and self-knowledge. For others, it is a trip to the emergency ward of the nearest psychiatric hospital. For some, it accentuates the beat. For some, it quickens sexual desire. For some, it is the release of sexual inhibitions. But whatever it is, teenagers are going for it. A drug that can be made in the kitchen sink is hard to stop. May be the forerunner of a new drug society out of some science fiction writer's imagination.
Will drugs pave the road to destruction for the now generation?
Every time he comes around.
All right, that was Jimmy Johnson doing Trash Man on his label Wonder Records out of Los Angeles, California in the late 60s there. And, yeah, produced by Jimmy Johnson, all instruments recorded by Jimmy Johnson. Jimmy Johnson, yeah.
And I thank you kindly for letting me record that bad boy. So what was going on around the time of the recording of the Gravediggers' Move It album?
Well, we're all kind of doing our thing. There's the Bad Music Seminar happening that weekend, and I have to say that was a great time. Billy Childish was fun to watch, and yeah, the Mighty Caesars, they're on that bill. We played a couple nights, what was it, Friday and Saturday night with them, and yeah, that was a great time.
I know what I want to ask you about is the recording of Say Goodbye, Libby. What was going on in there with all that racket going on?
Well, lots of bottles breaking. I think Robert Williams was doing all that, picking cans, and we had the Horror of Party Beach in there with Libby. Somebody saying, or Tina saying, goodbye, Libby. And yeah, that instrumental was actually done for the Horror Party Beach movie there. That was our inspiration.
Did you know that they were kicking cans and screaming and hooting and hollering when you were recording, or was that dubbed in afterwards, or what?
Oh, that was all live, man.
So where were they? Would they go out in the alley in the background and carry out a microphone, or what?
I think that was all the beer cans and bottles from Tim Warren drinking in the studio that day.
So what else was going on at that time in your musical life?
Well, we, let's see here. I think, you know, Wally was playing in a couple different bands. Quinn and Mike McCarthy. I think everybody had a couple different bands on. I was playing with the Blazers also.
Thank you.
right, that was Jump with Joey, Hippie Crash Pad, inspired by two teenage rebel kids, myself and Mike Boydo, hanging out at Joey's pad. And Bill Ungerman wrote that one, sax player. And that's actually unreleased. We had the slower swing version put on the Jump with Joey CD, Ska Ba. And then before that, we had the Blazers doing Rubber Girl. And I don't know how that was inspired. What? Anyway, Rubber Girl, yeah, that was a fun one there with Blazers. And let's see here. We've got Congo Mambo behind us. Mondo and the Chili Peppers. Got to see them at the Ponderosa Stomp a few years ago in New Orleans at the Mid-City Rockin' Bowl. Always a good time. Dr. Wright puts on a good show. What about it, Michael? Time?
Well, I think right now we need to listen to your most recent band down there in New Orleans. The Bruisers, or Les Bruisers, as they seem to have changed their...
Les Bruisers.
Yeah, Les Bruisers. This is from a live show that was done... How long ago was this?
I want to say around 2002, 2003 at the Circle Bar.
Right. And in classic Jason Goodman fashion, as I recall from the Blazers, you like to take two songs by the same artist and kind of take the head off of one and stick it to the feet of the other. And this is two separate tracks by Hazel Atkins squished together. We're calling it Chicken Twalk right here on Radio Oblivion on the Garage Punk Podcast Network.
This is Gringo Starr. mind control.
Listen to my voice.
This is just the eclectic hour. With us, it's just crap.
Stand up right now.
I'm freaking out. I'm having a bad trip, man. I'm having flashbacks.
Walk to your radio.
Yeah, crap music from crap people.
That's right. Turn up the volume.
You know, it's not one style. It's just, you know, it's punk.
Stay tuned.
Listen to Sonic Nightmares and GaragePunk.com in your face.
You've got me so torn up. You've got me so mixed up. Yet I'll keep on trying to win your sweet loving. Because I want you, just you. No one else will do. You've got me so hung up. I've never been so strung out. I'll keep on trying to win your sweet loving. You've got my nose open wide. You've got me turning over inside. You came to be a habit. Your love, I've got a habit. Because I love you, just you. No one else will do. Long after the time. You've got my nose open wide. You've got me turning over inside. You get to be a habit. Your love, I've got a habit. Because I love you, just you. No one else will do. No one else will do. No one else will do.
No more won't do.
shall become a bat.
I shall become a bat. I shall become a bat.
Radio Oblivion number 26 with Michael Kaiser and special guest star Jason Goodman.
All right. Those were the Singing Bodies singing Maybe Baby. A couple of WTIX DJs there from New Orleans around 1965, 66. That was on Chase Records out of New Orleans. And they also did another record, Diagnosis Neurosis, and had the Pirates backing them up there. Anyway, what else do we have? No One Else Will Do, Sunny in the Sun Glows, Sunny in the Sunlighters, whichever one you want to pick there on Teardrop Records, another Huey Moe production. Yes, indeed. And then we had the Chicken Twok. Yeah. The Les Bruisers out of New Orleans. It's a band I'm currently in with David Olivier on baritone guitar, Mary Tamanero playing drums and accordion and singing, and myself singing and playing guitar. And on that recording, we had Anna Arian on drums. She's such a killer drummer. And well, we got a car right now. That's something I just sold to Billy Miller a little while ago on a Golden Crest label there. I hope he's enjoying that record. I turned Tim onto this record a bunch of years ago to put on the Sin Alley album. Anyway, it's pretty sick indeed, yes. Yeah, what do you think, Michael?
Well, I think we should tell the people that they're tuned in to Radio Oblivion with Michael Kaiser and special guest star Jason Goodman right here on the Garage Punk Podcast Network. What other bands are you playing in down there?
Playing in Clockwork Elvis. That's a band we do all crazy Elvis tunes, you know. Out of control, over the top stuff. And playing with a girl named Kitty Lynn, doing country, early country, Loretta Lynn, Kitty Wells kinds of stuff. And I guess playing with Mike Hurt whenever he gets into town. I think he's up in Detroit right now, but or maybe he's in Europe right now playing with the Royal Pendletons. Anyway, yeah, and playing in all kinds of other bands, playing jazz and stuff in New Orleans. Having fun, man.
Well, I saw the guy today that you quit from me. He was about as sad as a man could be. First time I ever saw a man cry, standing unashamed, just falling from his eyes. It was a sad sight. He didn't look all right. I said, for crying out loud, go on, boy, and catch up with your crowd. He said he loved you then and that he loves you now. I said, congratulations, man, take a bow. It seems you got a story to tell, so make your confession at Heartbreak Hotel. It was understood he wasn't looking to a no good. I said, but crying out loud, go on, boy, and catch up with your crowd. You said at the beginning you were awful nice, that he was only giving me some good advice. And when you hurt somebody, you was awful gay, and every guy you meet will pay and pay. It was understood he didn't look so no good. I said, for crying out loud, go on, boy, and catch up with your crowd. Oh, honey, he was so a cry, and I was just a laugh. And while he was ouching, I was trying to remember the time that I wanted to hear from you. And I know you ain't gonna cut me a loop.
Place that
got the wheel on me. Don't step on my dog. Don't step on my dog. Watch that dog tip, tap his toe. Don't step on my dog. Don't step on my dog. Don't step on my dog. See to the dog, don't smile. I done told you about that. Look out.
Show filled with some stomping soul. Jason, who are those two? Jason, who are those? Who are those the two last tracks by? It's late.
Billy Yates, Don't Step on My Dog on Sun Records. Nice 45 there. And Catch Up With Your Crowd, Ricky Allen, New Orleans guy, on what was that, Age Records, I think, or something like that. Anyway, and then we're listening to The Goody Train by Cleo Page, and that one's going out to Dr. Ike. And Don't Step on My Dog goes out to Chris Rosales. Dig it.
And this has been Radio Oblivion, episode number 26, with Michael Kaiser and his very special guest, Jason Goodman, right here on the Garage Punk Podcast Network. That's GaragePunk.com on your internet dial. Make your way over to the Garage Punk Hideout at hideout.garagepunk.com. Sign up, tune in, tune on, all that hip jive talk.
It's been a long night.
Woo, it's been a long week. Jason's gonna try and make his way back down to New Orleans. Hopefully all is okay, but maybe another storm coming that way. You may be doing the next show with me.
Yeah, I think that storm's called Ike. Look out.
Oh. Especially if your name's Tina.
Ow.
Yeah. I shall become a bat.
I shall become a bat. I shall become a bat. I shall become a bat.